With planting our flag in California, Adrian Moore from the Reason Foundation is in Charleston, South Carolina today, but he's here to tell us about Bell, California. Okay, we've given the audience the story, 38,000 people, 800,000 almost to the city manager, $480,000 to the police chief. Why can't we fire these people?
Oh, well, I expect they will get fired. The city council met and with the intention, I think, of firing them because they were responding to the LA Times and all the public coverage. And then their lawyer advised them, well, it's a little more complicated than that. Bell is a very strange place for most of the viewers. Probably have no idea what it is. It's a suburb of Los Angeles that's largely industrial and warehouses with only a small section of sections of residents. So it's really a commercial town with very few people living there. And these people obviously have not been going to their city council meetings because these guys have been running amok.
Well, yeah, but how did this happen? I mean, it's a very small town, certainly in terms of population, but with just astronomical, out-of-control salaries for these city officials. Do you know how it could possibly happen like this?
Well, yeah, I mean, the tax base of Bell is not the residents. The tax base of Bell is all the businesses, the warehouses, and the industries that are located there. And they're, you know, fairly disengaged from the city government. And they don't go to the city council meetings. What struck me was there's one city council member who not only is getting paid a tenth of what the other city council members are and didn't know it, he didn't even know what committees he was on. He didn't know what these people were getting paid. The city council, or a small group on the city council, has been creating these outrageous salaries for the staff, and the staff's been colluding on that, and everybody else has just been out of the loop because nobody's paying attention.
Okay, let's suppose that they successfully fire the city manager and the police chief. Let's just suppose that they actually do it. Are they not entitled then to a massive pension for the rest of their lives? Isn't that true?
Yes, they are. Yes, they haven't broken any laws, and there's nothing in the contract that's going to allow them to take those benefits away. So the folks who pay taxes in that city are stuck with those bills forever.
Yeah, but we are, aren't we? Because essentially,
well,
they can't pay those bills. So people
right.
outside of California, when the federal bailout occurs, and I personally think it will occur, we get stuck with these salaries and pensions. That's the truth, isn't it? Here's my point.
Ultimately, they may declare bankruptcy eventually.
You think Bell will declare bankruptcy?
I think they could. I mean, if it gets that bad and the bailout doesn't come beforehand, bankruptcy is looking more and more likely for more and more cities in California, and that's the one way they can get out of those obligations.
Look, here's my opinion and see what you think of it. This is not illegal. There's no illegality here.
Right.
But it is corrupt. What do you say?
Yes. Oh, I would be amazed if further investigation doesn't reveal some outright corruption. I suspect, without a lot of evidence, but just knowing how city councils work, that a small group on the city council was actually responsible for all of these salaries. The city council members who work part-time, once or twice a week for a couple of hours, get $100,000 a year.
Oh.
So they're part of the problem.
Yes,
clearly
they
part
are.
Of the problem.
All right, Adrian Moore, what would we do without you when it comes to coverage of the outrage in California? Adrian, thanks very much indeed. Always a pleasure. Thank you.